South Carolina politicians have decided to bullshit all the South Carolinians by saying that they are cutting the income tax when all said and done. Looks like about 70% of the people of South Carolina are going to get a tax increase, anywhere from $600 to $1,000 a year. when the bigs get tax relief. But this is pretty typical of what they call a supermajority of Republicans in the South Carolina State House. The Freedom Caucus, they're raising a little hell about it.
Looks like I'm going to be the lone dissent voice on this. So I appreciate the work that was done here, and I do agree if we get down to 2.49%, as said in that second table, it will be a tax lessening on the taxpayers of my district and of the state. But we got to get there first. We're starting at 3.99 until we meet so many triggers, and those triggers vary. Well, I put in, just for my family, because I know Mr. Bannister said that it's different for everybody, even if they make the same amount of money. I'm going to see almost an $800 increase in my taxes. And my district is primarily middle class, working middle class, makes around the same amount that I do and my husband that we do as a family. And they're going to see a significant tax increase until we meet those triggers. So what are the guarantees that we will meet those triggers quickly to bring relief to the people of my district who are already paying more than their fair share? I don't have a whole lot of wealthy people who live in my district, so I don't know about the top 1%. But what I do know is about the percentage that live in District 34 on the west side of Spartanburg, who are middle class, who are seeing higher food prices, higher taxes, and then, as Mr. Taylor said earlier, if the Trump tax cuts that aren't extended again, they're going to get a double whammy until we meet these certain triggers. So I encourage severe amendments to this bill to drop it to 2.49 out of the gate, cut the spending that we need out of our budget, which we can do. I've got some ideas, put some ideas for that, and we can get taxpayers ultimately to zero in state income tax, because that's the lowest in the country. There are states currently paying 0% income tax. And I know we can get there. That's what the people want. They want relief from their government. Thank you so much for your time.
You see, a lot of people across the state, just, you know, normal people, raising a little hell about it. But does it really matter? Because in the end, you're going to get taxed anyway. Because, see, in a world of lies and deception and all, in a world that's upside down, in a demonic system, taxation is not theft. It's the price that you pay for living civilized society. This is civilized society. Not the law of the jungle. Oh, no, no, no. No. Taxation is theft. If you do it, if you're forcing somebody to do something that they don't want to do, that's not right. Taxation is forcing somebody to pay for other people's projects, pet projects, or whatever. Whatever it may be, whatever excuse it be, especially mud roads. All these people in mud roads. Who would build on mud roads? Worried more about the way to Walmart than they are about principles and morals. But that's the way it is in an upside down system. So the South Carolina Republicans are no different than the South Carolina Democrats, than the Uniparty. They're all scumbags. And the head scumbag in the State House is Merle Smith, built like a bowling pin. Piece of shit. He's been a piece of shit ever since he's been born, I believe. But he's pulling the wool over your eyes, claiming to be giving us a lower income tax rate, just like most of them. They entered into the Temple of Moloch, which that's what every state house is, if you hadn't figured that out yet. And if they're not corrupted when they get there, they're corrupted by the time they damn sure leave. Remember Hugh Leatherman and how crooked he was? He crooked right up to the day he died. May burn in hell. So too Merle Smith and most of them people up there. The people of South Carolina had any balls. They, you know what they do? They tell them all to kiss your ass. Stop filling out these stupid forms. Stop even getting your employers to withhold. Tell them, no, I'm not doing that. Not playing that game anymore. Cut them off. There's not enough government employees of South Carolina to even make a difference to come and get you. Yeah, they'll try to make an example out of a few of you. But if you stand up for your next door neighbor and they stand up for you, ain't a damn thing they can do about it. Yeah, I'm advocating a revolt. Peaceful. Right up until that time, they don't make it peaceful because government is one damn thing, and that is force. And they're going to bring it. Damn demonic system. You all played allegiance to. So, go right ahead. Play your damn stupid games. Win stupid prizes. That's what you got now. Clown show. It's going to drive you into the poorhouse, and then it's going to try to kill you. But until then, you get prepared. Get right with God. Pray that these people wake up and come to their senses. Now, what do y'all think about that? You think I'm crazy? Think I'm right? Wrong? Indifferent. Leave your comments down there. Something else to think about. You know the routine. Till next time. Peace.